All right. Hi again, everyone. So we are back, and I am with Bavin. Hi, Bavin. How are you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing well. You will note that I now have an extra layer because I was absolutely frozen in the first half of this year's Emacs Cons. But now, hopefully, I should start getting a little warmer. Usually, I'm more stressed, when we only have one track and we only have about 2 minutes between every talk. I need to run all the time, and even though we are in the dead of winter in Europe, usually I'm pretty warm. But today, I am so relaxed that I have the mental availability to be cold. But anyways, this is not about me. This is about you, Bavin. So for the new joiners, newcomers to the chat, we do have a pad where you can ask questions, and we are primarily looking at this pad for the questions. What we'll do afterwards is that we'll open up this current room in which we are, and we will allow you to ask questions directly to Bavin. And it's a subject, user groups that is very close to Sasha and my hearts because we've done a lot of work towards it, and we might have some knowledge to contribute afterwards. But for now, I'd prefer if we heard about Bavin. So Bavin, take it away.
Yep. I see one question. What about using on multiple computers? I think that's not related, or I'm not sure what it is about. So
I'm not
yeah,
sure either.
I'll switch to the next one. What about collaborative editing with this multiple computers with Emacs like CRDT or with Orb?
Okay, I think there's something weird going on. I'll give you just a second.
I'll just pick up the relevant one in that case.
Sure, thank you.
Thoughts on physical meetups.
We are
Yeah,
getting
so this year, I think a few months back, I had thought of doing it. But the way right now it is, at least in my region, the community is comparatively small. So usually right now the model is working is basically the remote one. And we get people from some people from, I think, China, some people from Australia. So we get to have a couple of people and good discussions usually. Whereas for physical meetups, what I have been thinking is maybe one-off meetup can be physical. Let's say you come together, similar to people have been watching Emacs Conf this year, right? So something like you come together. Do the online meetup first and then networking and discussions can happen offline. So that was one of my idea. Maybe I'll try it with Emacs APAC sooner or later and we'll see how it goes. So that's the current plan about physical meetups. And in terms of if you ask me thoughts, they are good too. So you get to talk with people face to face, you got to make more connections. So yeah, I might experiment some mixed way of doing it, right? Once in a while you meet or otherwise you do it online so that people who are not able to join in or travel to that particular area or region, they can just join online.
Yeah, it's a very interesting topic of physical meetups because we so I participate in one of the workshop Emacs Paris, and we used to have in-person meetups in Paris, and usually there were about 5 to 10 people showing up, which was a good number. But when COVID happened and we moved to virtual meetings, we started having a lot more people. Now we are averaging about 15 to 20 people at every session, and it's amazing. But the problem is, I'm knocking on wood really hard, but now that COVID is a little easier to manage and that a lot of people are returning to in-person meetings, it's a little more complicated really to say, do we go back to physical meetings, even though we have more people on a virtual meeting? It causes us to ask many questions about what do we want those meetings to be really. And we need to think about this in 2023 with the organizers of Emacs Paris. And I think Emacs SF also was in a process of thinking about, SF for San Francisco, sorry, was in the process of thinking about how to go back to physical venues. And I think right now, the consensus amongst a lot of workshop user group organizers is that they would like to have both. So if it was a monthly meeting before, why not have a physical meeting every month and a virtual meeting every month as well on a two-week cycle? So that's a lot more work, obviously. It's not choosing, it's choosing to...
I see that
coming. Decide. Yes. So, but yeah, I'm not sure how big the pool of people you have in Emacs APAC actually is, but it feels like it's a much larger area than, say, Emacs Paris for France. So
exactly,
you should try it, even though that might.
Yeah, be exactly. So in India, right? There is the region which is Maharashtra Pune. It is like one end, and across maybe you can say 500, 600 kilometers radius, you have many other cities where more people are there. So having all of them at one place is basically event like conference or something. Monthly meetup, probably not. So there is one more meetup group I manage, not related to Emacs, but we had same question, what to do now? We have many people joining us throughout the state, and should we have a meetup in one city only? So yeah, I think we'll have to experiment and see.
Yeah, but it's fun to experiment, you know, it's fun to have. We know that we have interested people all around the world, like Bavin showed you the type of workshop that we can have and how to run your own, but we already have many workshops around the world. It wasn't the case if you go back 3 years ago. I think, if I'm completely spitballing now, but I think we had about 5 user groups worldwide 3 years ago, and now we must have something like 12, 13, 14 even, which is a massive increase when you think about it. And now that Bavin has provided you with the tools to do just the same and start your own workshop, and also you have the buddy system of Andrea that you saw earlier today, you have more options than ever to be able to meet people talking about Emacs. Now, there's obviously Emacs Conf as well, which is helping, and we have a lot of lovely talks to share with you. But I think it's better, or it's a good compliment to have a monthly checkup with people we might feel a little closer to you, either, and closer can have multiple definitions. You know, it can be closer in terms of proficiency with Emacs, or it can be closer geographically, which makes it easier, or culturally, which will make it easier to converse with people. We do have a question about hybrid meetings. Yep. Do you want to take this one, Bavin? It's related to what we're talking about.
Yep. So I tried it, not with the Emacs one, but with the other one I organized. And even I had some thoughts. The only problem is what happens, the people who are joining virtually, they usually end up feeling left out. Because people who are in the room, they might be discussing something face to face. They might have some discussions. The only way I think would work is everyone joins the online link from their own machines. You do your regular meetup discussions, and after that you have some discussions. Because otherwise one side or other side will end up feeling left out. Rather than doing it, I'll just keep it one or other, either completely virtual or completely in person.
Yeah, I think it is really complicated to do a hybrid stream well. Like I told you the figures of the people we had, which was roughly between 5 to 15 people at most in physical venues. Right now, by the way, we should probably say hi to the people in Switzerland who are currently watching Emacs Conf in a very nice warm room. I'm thinking warm first because I'm cold, but it's not really warm in terms of the weather inside the room, but also warm in terms of the people around it. So hi, everyone. But yeah, hybrid meetings pretty much take the attention of two people entirely. One to manage the physical venue and one to manage the virtual interactions. And generally, those two people would be core organizers of the event. And that takes a lot of energy. And I think people are a little scared to do such events because you also need to manage webcams, you need to manage presentation, how to take questions, how to relay audio. And frankly, as someone who organizes or help organize EmacsConf every year, I can tell you that there can be plenty of wrong going on with audio setup, video setup, and making sure that everyone is being listened to. But ultimately, we are sharing these tools. So maybe we could share the tools used for EmacsConf for people to actually start running their own workshop. That would be interesting. But please don't send me an email asking for this. I need to rest.
So okay. There is one, I think, thought. One thought in the IRC. It is about the time it takes for me to organize the meetup. So what I have done is creating the announcement, posting it at least on the website, I have automated it. So at times even I forget that when is the meetup and all, but my automation takes care of creating the online website entries, announcements and all. So that saves me a lot of time and a lot of cognitive load, I should say. I don't have to remember, I have to announce it. And what happens is I do plan to automate more things like announcements on IRC, announcements on Mastodon and stuff. So that will save a lot more time. But usually that basically means I don't have to do much stuff before the meetup. It's like 15 to 20 minutes. And during the meetup, obviously I attend along with everyone else. And post meetup, it might take more time, but I haven't worked on processing or collecting the video and publishing those. So maybe add more, let's say 30 minutes or so. So, yep.
Yeah, there is definitely something to be said about how do we use the workshops to make content that lasts after the workshop. It's a discussion we've been having with some of the workshop organizers. I remember mostly Emacs SF again, and also Emacs Paris. We were talking about, yes, we record the sessions, but you know, we share the sessions only with members of the event. What if we have a really great presentation? It would be such a shame to leave it live merely on the BBB record server where only users can see it. No, it's actually much better if we could find a way to share it on YouTube, for instance, or any other distribution platform where people will be able to share this. Like we, you know, with EmacsConf, we share all the talks that happened in prior years. What if we could have, you know, user groups and workshop do the same? That would be amazing. But I think people are feeling a little iffy, and rightfully so. This is a lot of energy to first make presentations like this for the speakers, but then to package them, to caption them for accessibility. You know, we are able to broadcast talk this year with captions, with no little thanks to Bavin, who is actually helping us a lot behind the scenes, working on the subtitles. So thank you again so much, Bavin, for all this. But Bavin, you will be the first to tell, this is a lot of work, actually. I'm not sure how much time you've spent in the last 2 months working on subtitles, but you know, it's been a long time.
Yeah, it does take time. So that's why I'm still not sure how much time it will take for me to get those talks or recordings out, right? But as a first step, like I mentioned in the talk as well, just get it out first and then work towards refining it.
Yeah, that's the usual saying that, you know, good is better than perfect, or here and there is better than later and never. So I think that's a very good plan here. So Bavin, we have about 5 more minutes until we need to head into the next talk. We have opened the chat room, so if people want to join and ask questions with Bavin, mostly if you're interested in running your own workshop, I mean, this would be a golden opportunity to converse with Bavin and see how you could get started on this. Or maybe if you want to, you know, find people interested in starting a workshop. Maybe not in BBB today, but it'd be interesting for you to connect on the pad or wherever else, really, to be able to see, oh yeah, I want to start an Emacs Michigan meeting or whatever. Not sure why I defaulted to Michigan, don't ask me. But, you know, you would be able to find maybe other people willing to do so, and that'd be great. Don't you stop moving my hands like this. This is the one gesture I'm doing today, and I need to pluralize it a little bit. Do we have any more questions on the pad? I think no.
Not on pad. I think there are 2 questions in IRC. I'll just quickly answer them. One is about automation. So I have my repository, the website repository on GitLab, and they provide something called pipelines. So you can just schedule things, and I have a cron job, you can say, sort of, on their platform itself, which goes and gets triggered on certain days. And my script basically takes care of publishing a new blog entry, basically. And there was one question, what is iLuxy? So it is a GNU Linux user group from Chennai, India. So yeah, I think I've been using their mailing list, and there have been a couple of people from that part of the country who joined the meetup as well.
So, yeah, and we're definitely trying to make Emacs user group a thing. Like LUG, Linux user group, has been a thing for decades at this point. And if only we could manage to make... I mean, the thing, it doesn't sound as well. A UG? probably the worst argument in its favor, really. But Emacs user group feels like it should be something that's, you know, is widely adopted as much as Linux user groups. Because when you think about it, you know, whether it be Linux or whether it be Emacs, those groups are where a lot of people get to experiment with those tools and learn. Especially a lot of beginners who make it to those meetings. They get propelled in the future in terms of how much they learn, and it's so much better. You probably heard more about this in the Android talk we had earlier today. Right, I'm blabbering on about, but it's a topic very dear to my heart, and I'm so glad, Davin, that you managed to field a topic and a presentation. Sorry, I'm mixing up everything there. We will soon be moving on to the next stream. So I see that we have a couple of people still on BBB, but no one with a microphone. So again, when we open the BBB chat room, if you want to join and ask questions, it's all the better. It's good if you want to join and listen, but we need people to actually be asking questions, because that's when we have the speaker in one room and you can gather all the questions. By the way, if sometimes I'm going to give you a little secret. If sometimes it doesn't sound like I'm making any sense, it's because on one here, I am listening to Davin, okay? That's the left here. On right here, I'm listening to production, and sometimes stuff is burning in the background and I have to act, you know, I have to take a deep breath and focus on, right now, for instance, everyone is talking in my ear. It's really complicated. So what I'll be doing is that in about 1 minute and 20 seconds, we'll be moving into the next talk. Bavi, thank you so much for taking the time to answer all the questions. You'll probably be sleeping fairly soon, right?
Yep.
Yeah, please don't feel obligated. Will help us in the backstage. But yes, thank you so much for all your help for Emacs content. Thank you for your presentation. As for the others, we are about to move to the next talk in about 1 minute. So there's going to be a bit of an awkward pause again. Sorry for this. But at the top of the next minute, we'll be starting with the next talk. See you in a bit, I suppose. And thank you again, Bavin.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you for organizing the event. It has been fun.
And thank you for participating in it.